Okay, boss, where are we heading on this fine Christmas Eve?
Oh, these holiday assignments are always so exciting.
I hope it involves singing. I just love the singing assignments.
Okay. Just let me get this thing up in here. Oh. Wow.
Wow? What do you mean, wow?
What is it?
Singing? Is there singing?
Oh. They're singing all right, but there's a whole lot more, too.
Well, tell us. Don't keep us in suspense.
Okay, so do you remember the whole never met the end thing from way back? It's a little like that, but without the animals and the shepherds and the baby.
I am so confused.
Yeah, me too, but as long as I can sing, I'm fine.
So where are we going?
We're going to Hotel Noel.
I think we've got everything. Hop in and we'll be on our way.
Yay! Christmas at Grandma's house. My favorite road trip of the whole year.
Finally, we're on our way to Christmas. Aaron to wake up in the morning.
Oh, it'll be Christmas. But it might not be the Christmas you were expecting. Any sign of a hotel soon, Carol?
No, not for quite a while. Oh, wait a minute. Look there. Do you see that sign?
I see it. It says Hotel Noel.
Oh, I really don't want to stay in a hotel on Christmas Eve.
I don't think that's what she gets. It just isn't safe to keep going, and it seems pretty perfect that we find a place called Hotel Noel, don't you think?
It's strange, though. It doesn't show up anywhere on this GPS map. Oh, well, it's here, and thank goodness. Merry Christmas, and welcome to Hotel Noel.
Thank you. Boy, are we glad we came upon your hotel. That storm is getting pretty bad out there.
We're so glad you're here. Hotel Noel is a pretty special place. We'll take good care of you.
Did you know that this place doesn't show up anywhere on the map? I couldn't find information about y'all anywhere.
Oh, yeah, I know. We just kind of show up when you need us the most. Tell you what, let me introduce you to our staff and we'll get you settled right in. This is Mike, our hotel manager. Gabe is groundskeeping, and Gloria is housekeeping.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome to our very fine establishment.
Why, thank you. What a lovely voice you have.
Hey, I have a question. Was it named like Hotel Noel? Don't you think this place would be all decked out for Christmas? I don't see a single decoration.
Yeah, no lights, no Christmas tree, no presents. What's that all about?
Well, you see, kids, here at Hotel Noel, we do Christmas a little bit differently.
It might not look like it, but Christmas is a really big deal here.
What? You students can't tell by the way it looks.
Joey, don't be rude.
Oh, it's okay. We're used to that kind of reaction to our little hotel. I tell you what, Gabe and Mike will take your suitcases to your room, and I'll get some hot cocoa ready for you. In the meantime, just sit here and Angela will tell you all about Hotel Noel.
Place to be. You might think we've got nothing to show here, but just you wait and see. When you step inside, you'll discover why every day is Christmas time. Welcome to Hotel Noel. Be our guest and sit a spell. We're glad you're here. In the glimmer and no Christmas tree in sight. No decorations to dazzle and shimmer and no bright shiny lights. But there's been no mistake, we still celebrate. It's our favorite holiday. Welcome to Hotel Noel.
though it's Christmas. I mean, the name is Hotel Noel, after all.
Oh, no offense taken. And I agree about living up to her name, Hotel Noel. But do you know where the word Noel actually came from?
I guess I thought Noel meant Christmas.
That's the traditional definition, Joey. But the word you know as Noel actually came from the French word Noel. And that word can be traced back to the Latin word natalis, which means birth.
English, French, Latin. Hey, I'm on vacation from school. I don't want to be happy.
Young man, you better watch your tone or there won't be any Christmas presents under the tree for you tomorrow morning.
Well, apparently there won't be because there's no tree.
No tree, no presents, no Christmas.
I'm sorry, they're just really disappointed that they won't have a big Christmas celebration.
Who said anything about no celebration on Christmas morning?
Yeah, we celebrate around here too, and we don't have anything against all those decorations and traditions. We just get really excited about the Noel part of Christmas.
That's right. We love everything about Christmas, but there's just one thing that really makes us want to sing.
The halls, or talk about trimming the tree. We could talk about reindeer and elves, but there is only one thing that makes us sing. That first Noel on a silent night with a star so bright. That first Noel when a baby boy brought the whole. It's a story we love to tell of the first Noel. We could talk about presents galore, or talk about jingle bells ring. We could talk about naughty or nice, but there is only one thing that makes us sing. The whole world joy. It's a story we love to tell of the first Noel. When angels spoke of Jesus' birth, when lonely shepherds saw and heard, born is the King of Israel. Noel, the first Noel, on a silent night with a star so bright. That first
Like Gloria said, the word Noel comes from the word Natalis, which means birth. So on Christmas morning, we celebrate the birth of Jesus.
Mike, why don't you tell them how it happened on that first Noel?
Okay. This is from the Bible in Luke chapter 2. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. That's my favorite part.
Wow, we often get distracted by all the other stuff at Christmas time, but forget that we're really supposed to be celebrating Jesus.
And that's why we're here, just to remind folks, that's really what Christmas is all about, Jesus' birthday.
Well, that and the rest of the story.
The rest of the story?
The rest of the story. The whole reason Jesus came here. You see, God had to send Jesus here because we needed a Savior. Our sin had separated us from God, and the only way we could have a relationship with Him again was for God to come and save us. Why? Read some of those other verses.
Okay. Here we go. Romans 3:23 says, For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And Romans 6:23 tells us, The wages of sin is death. But here's the good news. Romans 5:8 says, God demonstrates His own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
And John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. Whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
And Romans 10:9 says, If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved.
Now that's what makes Christmas something to celebrate.
Wow, that's really what makes Christmas morning so special, isn't it, kids?
Yeah, maybe we don't need all the decorations or presents or even the tree for Christmas morning to be special.
Maybe just remembering that Jesus came is reason enough to celebrate.
Prepare Him, and heaven and earth.
This has been a great Christmas Eve, but it's late and we need to get to bed. Hopefully they clear the roads in the morning and we can be on our way.
For now, we have a lot to think about. Thank you for reminding us what Christmas is really about, Angela.
Of course, Sharon was right through those doors. Number 7, here are your keys.
Thank you and good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Well, team, how do you think it's going so far?
Great. I think they're really getting it.
Me too. I know those kids weren't expecting a Christmas like this, but hopefully they'll wake up tomorrow morning and remember what we talked about tonight.
I sure hope so. I guess we'll find out in the morning. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
See you too. How did y'all sleep?
I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I slept great.
Me too. Best Christmas sleep ever.
Really? Well, that's wonderful to hear. And kids, how are you this Christmas morning?
Great. But don't you mean this Noel morning? After all, that's what Christmas is really about, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And you do seem very merry.
I am, because there's so much to be merry about.
Yeah, I feel like I woke up this morning feeling merrier than usual.
I think that's because we really do understand what we're celebrating this morning.
Now in the morning light, and it's such a glorious sight.
As much as we'd like to continue the celebration with all of you, it looks like they've cleared the roads and you can be on your way.
That's great. I'll go grab our bags.
I'll help.
We can't thank you enough for your hospitality. This truly is a special place.
Can you come back next year?
Yeah, Mom. This was the best Christmas Eve ever.
We'll see. For now, say your goodbyes.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.
It looks like our work is done here. Well done, everyone.
I wonder where we'll be next Christmas Eve.
I guess wherever somebody needs to remind you what Christmas is all about.
Okay, team, let's go. We've got a birthday party to get to, and I hear it's going to be quite a celebration.
You know, one of the things I normally do every time we meet on Sunday morning is we have a children's sermon. But this morning, the children were the sermon. And one of the things I want you to know, kids, is it's so easy at Christmas to forget what it's all about. And as adults as well, it's easy to think it's about things. It's easy to think it's about parties. But at First Baptist Mount Ida, we wanted these children to know, and we want you to know as well, the most important thing about life in period is Jesus Christ. And here's what's sad. When Christmas is over, we'll all put it up and wait to sing about it next year. But that's the problem. It's not for next year, it's for everyday living. And so kids, I want to say thank you. And I think you want to tell them thank you again. So let's give them. The other thing I'd like to say is we had some junior high and high school people that helped out. We needed them. Another thing I want to say is we have absolutely the best workers with children that money can buy, and we don't have any money. So I'm going to ask that all the workers that have helped with our children and our youth to stand, y'all, whether you help corral them or monitor, I'm going to ask them to stand. We just love the opportunity to have kids and to have church. And let me just say something about our community. We absolutely live in the best community in Arkansas. The problem is, a lot of times we don't know it. And here's the two things that make a community great. The area you live in, which is beautiful, and Jesus and the church. And we want to be the church that makes our community beautiful. And I thank you for letting us have your kids. And I thank you kids for teaching us about the true meaning of Christmas. A couple of announcements that you need to know of the Christmas holidays. Next Sunday morning, kids, listen, and adults too. We, instead of Sunday school, we have breakfast. It's a church-wide breakfast. Everybody brings their favorite Christmas food to share. Cinnamon rolls are always appreciated. But we don't. At 9:45, instead of having life groups, we meet downstairs in the fellowship hall and we have breakfast. And then we come up and have church. Also, on December 24th, which is Christmas Eve, we want to invite you all to be here at 5 o'clock. We have a Christmas Eve service. It's not long. It's very child-friendly. We don't have a nursery, so we hope that you will come for that. There's a lot of other things that are coming up, and they'll scroll when I finish with prayer. But most of all, I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you to your parents. Thank you to these kids. And most of all, thank you to Christ, because it's the reason we do all this. So let's pray, and then we will let you get your children. And thank you so much for being a part of our church family. Let's pray. Kids, everybody bow. Lord, I thank you for every single kid. I thank you for every single family. I thank you so much that the gospel makes Christmas what it's all about. We ask that you'd be with us and help us as a church to love our community and to love you. In Jesus' name.